There's a Hanish of Bachi Cheskel Shagan of Yehudim Zechaz Eirin Daf Mem Dalad. Where I said of Nachman said of Chisel should create a human wolf from where Nechem you stood until his original Tchum. Nachman Yitzchak Yisrova, a bride says if a sukkah wolf fell down on Yontif, you're not allowed to put a person or an animal or kill him to attack as a wolf because you're not allowed to make even a temporary structure on Shabbos Yontif. Rava answered, another b'risa allows it. The b'risa says, a person may have his friend act as a wolf or a sukkah to allow him to eat and sleep there, and he may stand up a bed and put a sheet over it as a, to shade a mace or for food, or food from the sun. Either b'risa seem to contradict each other. So Gemara, the first b'risa follows Rabbi Eliezer, and the second b'risa follows Rabbi Bono. The mission says, Rabbi Eliezer says a window shutter may be placed to close a window on Shabbos if the shutter is attached to the building and does not drag on the floor when it hangs. The Chum say the shutter may be placed to close the window even if it's not attached at all. We see that Rabbi Eliezer prohibits making a temporary structure, and the Rabbanon allow it. Jack Namar, the Gemara on that mission says the Rabbi Bachana name of Yechanan says all agree that you're not allowed to create a new temporary structure, and they only argue regarding making a temporary addition to an existing structure. If so, the second price which allows making the entire wall can't follow the Rabbanon either. Namar says the first price which says the animal can't be placed as a wall follows Rabbi Yehuda, and the second price follows the mayor. Price says if someone uses an animal for a wall of a sukkah, a mayor says it's possible. We see he says it doesn't have a din of a wall, so constructing such a wall on Shabbos would be allowed. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, it's a good sukkah, and because it obviously holds a good wall, and therefore you would not be allowed to make that on Shabbos. Only says it's you're not allowed to use it for an animal because the animal may run away. However, he would seemingly allow using people and kalim as a sukkah wall, and therefore he would not allow a wall or people or kalim to be made on Shabbos either, a wall of people or kalim. The Braisa, which we have tried to attribute to Rabbi Meir, does allow the making of a wall of people and kalim. Also, Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Eliezer, would not even allow adding to a wall. And Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbanim, would only allow adding, not creating a new wall. Where it says both Braisa follow Rabbanim. They're not contradictory with regard to using kalim as a wall for the following reason. The Braisa that allows using kalim for the wall is discussing using it for the fourth wall. A sukkah with only three walls is really kosher. So the fourth wall is only adding to an existing structure. The Braisa that doesn't allow kalim to be used is referring to using it as a third wall. That's truly making a wall, making a structure, which is also doing Yom Tov. Both Braisa say that placing the person there makes the sukkah kosher, which would mean that with regard to a person, they're referring to the third wall. If so, the Braisa are contradictory regarding a person using a person for the wall. The Mara says the Braisa that allows it is discussing where the person is not aware that he's being used as a wall. The Braisa that prohibits it is discussing where the person stands there intending to be a wall. That's more like building, and therefore it's usur. Remember the case when the Chemi presumably was where there were people intended to act at a wall, and yet it was permitted. The Mara says they were not aware that they were being used to the wall. In fact, remember, Chisra was clearly aware. The Mara says Chisra was not one of the people who used to make the wall. There were people of a wedding party who knowingly acted as a human wall to allow carrying of water from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Yochid. Shmuel gave the Malkus and said the Rabbanon only allowed this when people were not aware and they were acting that they were acting as a wall. And not when they knowingly did so, and you knowingly did so, therefore you gave him Malkus. Rava left bottles in the town square of Mechuzah. On Shabbos, after giving a shir, and while surrounded by his Tamidim, he had a wall of Tamidim around him. His attendant picked up the bottles and brought them to Rosh Hashanah. On another Shabbos, the attendant wanted to again use this method, using the wall of people. But Rava didn't allow him to do so, because doing it again would be considered as knowingly having done so. Levi brought straw into Rosh Hashanah using a human wall. Zeiri brought in aspasta. Rav Simi Bachia brought in water. Someone left his chum for a permitted reason, like to say aid us on a new moon, or to fight an invading army, or to save people from a flood, or to be a midwife at a birth, and is told before he reaches his destination, or she reaches his destination, that the need is no longer there. The person gets a full 2,000 amos chum from wherever they are. If they're still in the original chum, they retain the original chum. All people who leave to rescue people may return to their places. What does the mission mean? If he's still within his original tchum, he retains his original tchum. Obviously, that's the case. The rabbi says it means that if he's within his original tchum, it's as if he never left. He retains his original tchum with his house as the epicenter of the tchum. That's obvious. Pashut. We would think that once he sets out to leave the tchum permissibly, his tchum begins to center around him. He gets 2,000 amos as he walks along instead of his house being the center. The mission teaches that his house continues to be the center of his tchum. Rav Simi Bar Chia says this part of the mission is a continuation of the previous statement. It means to say that if the new tchum awarded to this person overlaps his original tchum, he may return to his original tchum and retain the original tchum as if he never left. Rabbi and Rav Simi Bar Chia argue whether the fact that the tchum overlaps allows him to return to his original tchum. Rav Simi Bar Chia says that it does allow him to do so, and Rabbi says that it does not allow him to do so. Abayi asks Rabbi, how could you say that overlapping tchum is not something of halachic significance? If one makes his dwelling in a cave that is 4,000 amas long with an entrance at each end, but the distance between the entrances above ground is less than 4,000 amas apart, the halacha is that he would be allowed to walk above ground for the full length between entrances and an additional 2,000 amas in each direction. This is because the tchum of one entrance overlaps the tchum of the other. This overlaps allows them to be considered one large tchum. We see that overlap tchum have a halachic significance. Rabbi says this case is very different. In this case, both tchum were established at the onset of Shabbos through his dwelling in the cave. In the case of the cave. In the case of the Mishnah, one tchum was created at the onset of Shabbos and one was created when he legally left his tchum on Shabbos itself, which act caused him to get a new shvisa, a new tchum. Abaye asks, the Mishnah says that if someone improperly leaves his Tchum but remains within two Amas of the Tchum, Rabbi Eliezer says that he may re-enter his original Tchum. This is because Rabbi Eliezer holds that the four Amas a person gets when he leaves his Tchum are measured as a circle with a four Amas diameter, of which he is in the middle. That gives him two Amas in each direction. In any case, we see that if his new Tchum, the four Amas area, overlaps with his original Tchum, he may re-enter the Tchum. This is the case of a new Tchum created on Shabbos, and still we see that overlapping has legal significance. Rabbi himself said that the Rabbanan agreed that if one left the Tchum permissibly for a mitzvah, like an our Mishnah, the overlapping of the Tchumen allow him to return to the original Tchum. Based on this, the Mishnah is a valid proof.